Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together the 132 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. To preview the upcoming season, join us now, CJHL President Brent Ladds. Brent, welcome to the show. Are you ready for the new season?
Oh, yeah, we're really looking forward to the new season. And before we get into any detail, I just want to thank you and Adam and Colin and for your continued support to Junior Hockey Magazine and CJHL program.
Oh, it's fun, man. I'll tell you what we've seen happen in the CJHL over the years of this show is absolutely incredible. Before, when Central Scouting would release its numbers, you rarely considered a tremendous amount of content coming out of your league, but that's dramatically changing, and you really knocked it out this time. Central Scouting releases preliminary players to watch list ahead of the 2020 NHL draft. You've got 13 current CJHL skaters on that list. Sherwood Park Crusaders forward, 2018-19 AJHL Rookie of the Year, Carter Savoy, is ranked as a potential second-round pick. Can you believe how this has been elevated over the last couple of years?
Well, it's certainly gratifying, and I think a lot of the credit is due to the coaches and the individual teams and leagues and commissioners that oversee the programs in, you know, each of the provinces, and building the profile of the program. And a lot of it is attributable to the success of the players that have gone on. I think there's a release that'll go out today that identifies that on the NHL opening day roster for this season, there were 121 players with CJHL alumni status.
That's
now, some of them played more extensively than others, but certainly 121 players played in the CJHL that were on opening day rosters in the NHL, so that's tremendous.
And you've got hundreds of CJHL alumni also playing in NCAA Division I rosters this season as well.
Yes, we have them there. We have them in the CHL because we're not limited as to where those players are, the route they take to, in order to try and pursue professional careers. So the CHL is a big component of that as well. The CIS, and we're working closely with the CIS U Sport now to try and, make that attractive for players that are graduating from our program. So it's a good marriage, and it's exciting times. Lots to do, but, I mean, it's all beneficial toward the players, and at the end of the day, that's who we're here for.
And nice international impact as well. You got the World Junior A Challenge coming up this year's event. It's going to be held in Dawson Creek, B.C. in December. How important is the World Junior A Challenge for you on the international stage?
Well, the World Junior A Challenge is very important to us. And, you know, that event was an event that we undertook initially on our own, and then it grew through the assistance of Hockey Canada, who are tremendous supporters of it, and the National Hockey League. And with the advent of teams coming in from Europe with high-level draft choices that participate in the event, it's grown in stature and it's grown in profile, and the amount of number of alumnus that played in that World Junior A Challenge that are also part of the National Hockey League now, both from our domestic rosters and the international rosters, has really given the event a lot of credibility.
And it all culminates at the end of the year, the Nationals, the Centennial Cup, and it's an anniversary to be celebrated in Portage La Prairie, Manitoba this year. Tell us about that.
Isn't that exciting? Hey, we had an opportunity this year with a changeover in sponsorship to look at the program and work with Hockey Canada. And the first thing we undertook from the standpoint of our board and their commitment was that we wanted to go back and re-identify with the Centennial Cup process. That was sort of our initial foray into a National Junior A Championship. And what's really coincidental and really exciting about this is that the Centennial Cup was originally donated by the province of Manitoba for Junior A Hockey and the Hockey Manitoba. And by coincidence, we're going to be in Portage this year for the National Junior A Championship. It's a fitting tribute on the 50th anniversary that we're going to be there, the original home of the Centennial Cup, and we'll be unveiling the brand new Centennial Cup, which will have a collection of the information from the previous Centennial Cup, the Royal Bank Cup, and I think it's exciting times. And I think in the very near future, probably in November, we'll be naming the new corporate sponsor in conjunction with Hockey Canada.
That's pretty cool. Listen, I'll tell you what. I love nationals. I love the international events. But really what it all begins with is the grassroots program. And I heard about the CJHL's Declaration of Principles Award. Tell yes. our listeners about that.
Well, the Declaration of Principles Award, as you are probably aware, was an undertaking by the National Hockey League to bring together various principal organizations involved in the administration of hockey to recognize an effort to take the game outside the arenas and the parking lots where we gather once or twice a week into the communities and grow the game through community effort. And what the CJHL undertook as a result of that initial effort by the National Hockey League was to create an award that we would recognize one of our members each year that did that on a full-scale basis, made a fervent commitment to it. And the initial inaugural winner last year was the Humboldt Broncos. And this year, the second winner was the Steinbach Pistons of the Manitoba Junior League. So we made that presentation a couple of weeks ago, and it was very well received by the community. And the Steinbach Pistons just did a tremendous job working within that community last year and working with youth and working with seniors, and certainly well-deserving of the award and recognition.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, Brent, it's been amazing to see the growth in the league, and I congratulate you as president of the league on what you're doing and what you guys are getting done there. Thanks for this. We appreciate it and look forward to another great season.
Thanks, Gino.
That was CJHL President Brent Ladds, and that wraps up this week's CJHL Report, the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here.